Dear Heavenly Father, as always, just guide my words. In Jesus' name, amen. Every now and then, me and Pastor joke back and forth about how long we're going to be up here. I'm pretty sure Pastor one day called me out and was like, "Hey, you know how you said you were up here for like 10 minutes? I'm going to beat that." Like, what? What do you mean you're going to beat that? It's 10 minutes. I've been in a room with this man for forever. This man can talk. Ain't no way he going to be 10 minutes. Pretty sure he got less than 10 minutes that day. Pastor, it might be shorter than 10 minutes today. Yep. Title I have for you guys today is Truth Is. And truth is, you might not like the phrase truth is by the time I finish. So I looked up the definition of truth, and I got three definitions. The quality or state of being true, that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality, and three, a fact or belief that is accepted as true. So when I think of truth, I kind of break it down into two different sections. The first section is my truth. So in my truth, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. My truth, and from now on, I'm just going to say truth is because it's shorter than saying my truth is. Truth is, my name is William. Truth is, don't really like being called William. Makes me feel like I'm in trouble. For those of you who call me William, you're fine. It's okay. But the truth is, part of the reason why I don't like being called William is because every last blood family member in here that I have calls me something different. Grandma, what do you call me? What else do you call me? What else do you call me? Typically, she calls me Willie G.
Willie G, yeah.
Dad, what do you call me? She. Crystal. Aunt Lou. Hey, Carter, what's my name? Danny calls me Jack. Angelica calls me BM. So much to the point that every time she comes in the house, she doesn't come look for me. She just yells my name. So much so that now her daughter, when she comes in my house, her daughter yells my name. And she doesn't yell Uncle Jack, she yells BM. I love my family. Truth is, I have the best family in the world. See? That's your truth. Aunt Gwen, what do you call me and just about everybody else? Buckwheat. None of them knew I was going to do that, so they were kind of put on the spot. Sorry. The truth is, my family also annoys me. They are a bit much. Anybody who's been around any of them, oh, only because I didn't see you. Aunt Barbara, what do you call me? Charlie. Yeah, there's a whole story behind that one. But anyway, yeah, my family, they're wonderful. I could not ask for a better family. But they're a bit much. Anybody who spent any time with my family, and I'm looking at a couple of certain people in here who know exactly what I mean, they a bit much. For instance, growing up, me and my cousins were always like, hey, we want to do this, we want to do that, we want to do the third. But then, and she's laughing back there because she knows where I'm going, we'd be talking to she, who is wonderful, as all of you know. She will support you in any and everything that you do. But it always came with a caveat. Unless Jesus don't come back first. That's she. That's who she is. I love my family. I have the best family in the world. But that family is not just extended to my blood family. I have the best church family in the world. I don't know where I would be without all of y'all. And that's just the truth. Truth is, I'm not a perfect person. Truth is, I have my flaws. Truth is, some days when I get up here, I don't feel like I'm worthy to stand up here in front of you and give y'all God's word. His truth is, speaking of God, is that he doesn't care what my truth is. That's the second part of truth in my mind. My truth and then his truth. My truth is, I never thought I'd be doing this. I never wanted to do this. I grew up watching Grandma, Pastor, Pastor Linda, seeing Pastor Mike, Pastor Tony, my dad, anybody else who's stood up here. I've watched them come up here and do this. I've watched and saw what it does to them. It's not easy. It's very much hard. I do not envy them. I do not envy Pastor for all the times that he comes up here and speaks to you guys. But the truth is, we don't really have a choice in the matter. Truth is, whatever God wants to do, he's going to do it anyway. So if that means me coming up here being the person that I think I am, which is, I don't really like to talk. I really don't. It might seem like otherwise, but I don't. I don't like to speak in front of people. Used to be completely and utterly terrified of it. But I've also been standing up here doing that for the past better part of 10 years, speaking in front of people. It still isn't the easiest thing in the world for me to do. And no matter how comfortable I might look, it's still kind of uncomfortable. But the uncomfort has shifted from just being uncomfortable talking in front of people to, am I saying what God wants me to say? And that's the hard part. The truth is, getting up here and talking to God's people ain't easy, and it puts a lot on you. Because at that point, you have a responsibility. When you have that responsibility, you have to. You don't have a choice. You have to give what God gives you. Amen. His truth is that not everything that we say up here is nice. Not everything that we say up here is going to make you feel good. A lot of the time, the truth doesn't make you feel good. But it's necessary. Truth is, if it's within God's will, whatever, it's going to come out up here. That's the truth. The truth is, there's a heaven and there's a hell. The truth is, if you sin, you're going to hell. Truth is, if you give your life over to the Lord and live the way that he wants you to live, you get to go to heaven. Who wants to go to heaven? Exactly. We all want to go to heaven, so we got to live by his truth. But here's where my scripture comes involved, because there's only one. The scripture that I have for you guys today, and I wrote it down so nobody really has to open their Bible, but if you want to, go to Galatians 4 and 16. And it's short, so I'm not going to wait. Galatians 4 and 16 says, "Have I now become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth?" Truth is, none of us get up here and tell you all this stuff to upset you. I know there's been some instances where I've heard some pastors tell me that they've had people come to them after they've given their sermon and been like, why did you talk about me? 99.9% of the time, those pastors have no idea what you're going through. They got something from God. God put it in their heart. They delivered it to God's people, and that was that. We're not out here to get you. We're not out here to make you feel bad. If something sparks in your heart that makes you feel bad, maybe you got to change something. Anything, and I can say this for a fact because in my 28 years of life, almost 29, this is the only church I've steadily been a part of. Amen. Everything that comes from this pulpit is out of love, and that's his truth. Amen. Because he's not going to allow us to say anything he doesn't want us to say. Grandma gets up here constantly. Grandma might have a title. Grandma will have some verses. Grandma comes up here. Truth is, his truth is. Grandma comes up here and says the same thing every time she's up here. Get right with Jesus. I appreciate my grandmother for that, because there's pastors that can't do that. There's pastors that can't. I appreciate. Don't get me wrong. I'm pointing out grandma in particular because that's grandma. That's what she does. She comes up here and she says these, not exactly the same thing, but it's get right with Jesus every time. Some pastors are so worried about keeping their people here that all they will give you is prosperity. You can't just give people prosperity, and that's the truth. You have to tell people that sin is sin. Regardless of what the world says, sin is sin. That's not easy. You're going to lose people that way. Truth is, this is a hard message to give because it's not pretty. It's not nice. It's not, doesn't make you feel good. But the truth is we all need it. We all need to hear that, hey, regardless of whatever goes on, these people that's come, I would never put myself in this position. Never. I love y'all. I love all of y'all. And that's my truth. But if I did not have to stand up here, I wouldn't. It is the single scariest thing I have ever done, if for no other reason than because that gives me a responsibility to y'all. That is something that I have to answer for when I stand up here and speak to everybody like this, to everybody who sees the YouTube video, to everybody who's watching on Facebook. We have a responsibility. And that responsibility is not easy. It's not fun. It doesn't make you feel good, but that's the truth. Amen. Truth is, we just got to do what God tells us to do. Amen. And it's just that plain and simple. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father,